Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody back to another episode of the Trans Lesson Plan, your go-to podcast for transgender history. As always, I am your host, Mari, and it is an absolute pleasure to have you all here today on this Sunday morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on where you are. As I always start my episodes, I like to thank my listeners. So I'm going to first start off with the new listeners. So if you are new here, welcome. I hope that you enjoy today's episode. I think you're going to love it. I think it's very captivating, very enlightening. So if you love it, I'm just going to say thank you ahead of time because I want you to love it. But also, too, I just sit back, relax, and just listen to a very good episode today. Let me just say that. After, of course, you listen, if you love it, please subscribe to our podcast. It will mean a lot to me to continue to see my subscriber count grow, and also check out previous episodes as well before you head out. If you are a returnee, welcome back, of course. Thank you so much for continuing to support the Trans Lesson Plan podcast. It's because of you all here that I love doing this. Like, if you can see my face, you will see that I have a smile on it because I'm always excited to start a new episode, and also to just thank all of you for listening in every week. It really means a lot. So thank you so much. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode too, as well, as I would tell my new subscribers. Before I get into today's episode, I want to kind of share some good news. And that good news is that the Trans Lesson Plan now has a mailing list / newsletter that is officially live right now. So if you are interested in signing up for that, I just want to give you a heads up on what's included in that. You'll receive regular updates with additional information, resources, and insights that not only complement our podcast episodes, but it'll also complement our mission statement here at the Trans Lesson Plan. But it's to give you some go-to history, right? Plus, if you can already guess, yes, you will be the first to know about upcoming episodes before they drop on Sundays every week. So get you a little bit of a sneak peek about what we're going to talk about. I'll provide a little bit of a description within it as well. And of course, you can prep and be ready for the excitement of when we drop our episodes. And of course, there will be some additional exclusive content in there as well that also complements everything that we do here at the Trans Lesson Plan. So you can go ahead and subscribe to that. You can find the link in our bio on our Instagram and Twitter page at the Trans Lesson Plan. And you can also check out the episode description here today. So depending on kind of where you're watching and how you're watching or listening, you can find the subscription link there too as well. Now, I'm not going to have y'all fill out, a crap ton of information. All I ask is just for your email and name, and you don't got to give me your full name, just your name, first name, and that's really it. Please. So just fill out those two boxes for me, everyone, if you are interested, sign up. And I hope you're excited for the first newsletter that's actually going to end up dropping. So stay tuned for that. So with that, let's get into today's episode. So this week's captivating episode of our enlightening podcast here dives deep into the intricate and extraordinary life of a pivotal figure in transgender history by the name of Frances Thompson. Frances exhibited exceptional resistance and resilience and authenticity, living her truth in the face of overwhelming adversity. Frances Thompson was an African-American transgender woman who had the courage to live her life during the 19th century, which is really a time period when understanding and acceptance of transgender individuals were virtually non-existent, as we all could guess. But her life story is a rich and complex tapestry woven of threads of courage and determination, shedding a light, actually, on the intersectionality of struggles faced by transgender individuals, and particularly those of color especially during this era. Francis was born, actually, in the chains of slavery and had sought a fresh start in a new life after the Monumental Emancipation Proclamation. So because of that, she chose Memphis, Tennessee as her home, which is a thriving city that had a vibrant and hopeful community of freed slaves. And it was actually there that Frances chose to live her truth, which now included identifying and living as a woman in an open defiance of the societal norms of that time. But as we all could guess, however, this path of truth was fraught with hardship and pain. And because of that, in 1866, during the Memphis riots, Frances experienced the harsh and cruel reality of these societal norms. So before I continue, I want to give you all a little bit of background on the Memphis riots. So in May of 1866, there were long tensions between the residents of Memphis, Tennessee, and with that came about a three-day riot that ended up happening. And how this riot actually began was when a white police officer attempted to arrest a ex-black soldier. And because of that, an estimated about, I think they said 40 to 50 African-American individuals had shown up to actually stop the police from jailing the ex-soldier. And because of that, accounts had said that a shooting had started and erupted. And as you can guess, the altercation had quickly escalated. Now, initially, it was only the black soldiers who ended up getting, ended up getting attacked. There we go. I'm so sorry. But because of that, the violence actually escalated quickly into all of the blacks and African-Americans who were living in the South during that time. And anyone that identified as a black in Memphis were attacked, whether it was their homes, their schools, or the churches. And all three of those locations actually ended up getting destroyed also during this time. And even those who were white counterparts who worked in any of these establishments as well were also attacked and targeted as well. I'm so sorry I'm saying as well. And because of that, like I said, this riot lasted about 3 days. And as a result of that, as you could have guessed, it was absolutely devastating to the black community in Memphis at that time. They estimate about 40 to 50 African-American individuals had got killed. Two white individuals ended up dying in the conflict. One was actually a police officer who died of a self-inflicted wound. There were an estimated 5 rapes, about 200 plus individuals who got injured during this time, and over 100 houses and buildings burnt down as a result of this riot, and the neglect of the firemen, as you could guess, and to top it off with a cherry on top, no arrests were made. So within this number of individuals who ended up either getting attacked, killed, or hurt, Frances is actually a victim of one of these sexual assaults and violence of the result of the Memphis riots. And it was a horrifying testament to the intolerance of the time. Yet, Frances' characteristic style refused her to remain silent or defeated. So with her incredible bravery, she stepped forward to testify about the horrifying experience in front of the Congressional Committee, marking herself as one of the first transgender women to do so. And her daring act was a landmark moment and a beacon in the annals of transgender history, establishing Frances as a trailblazer who refused to let her voice not be heard or her spirit be broken. However, the trials and tribulations in Frances' life were far from over, as we all could guess, because in 1876, she found herself in the crosshairs of a malicious campaign led by the Memphis Press, which falsely accused her of prostitution. And this baseless and unfounded accusation was a part of a larger insidious campaign aimed at suppressing the rights and freedoms of African Americans during the Reconstruction era. Now, despite these formidable challenges and overwhelming obstacles, Francis Thompson's mark on transgender history is undeniable, because her unwavering courage and unyielding determination and steadfast resilience in the face of adversity have made her a figure of inspiration and a beacon of hope for many. And Frances Thompson's life served as a crucial source of inspiration and learning for transgender individuals, and indeed for really anyone and everyone. Now, because of this, and as I always like to do, I like to provide important takeaways of this. Now, to start, of course, Frances' courage to live her truth, despite how societal norms and prejudices were at the time, was a powerful example for those who identified as transgender. Now, as we know, we don't really know what the count of the number was during this time, but it demonstrates the importance of self-acceptance and authenticity, even in the face of societal resistance. And Frances' life teaches us that embracing who you truly are can be an act of defiance and strength. The bravery that Frances showed in speaking up about her experiences, especially in the face of violence and discrimination, is a testament to the power of raising one's voice against injustice and intolerance, which obviously we see here today, not only in our activists who are very well known, but also in the children, in the youth, which is extremely great for today's times. She shows us that, you know, speaking out despite the fear and risks that are involved can actually make a significant difference. And this is a crucial lesson for transgender individuals who frequently face discrimination and violence, as we see in our numbers still today, as we continue to take in more data and data to kind of gather what anyone, no matter the age, who identifies as trans go through. And Frances' story emphasizes the importance of breaking the silence and challenging today's status quo. Her face of adversity is a testament to the strength of the human spirit and the need to actually preserve in the pursuit of one's rights and identity. She never wavered in her commitment to tell her truth. She wanted to actually show perseverance in the face of adversity is not only possible, but can also lead to transformative changes. Still today, as we do see that when we think about the experiences of Black trans individuals, it reminds us of that intersectionality of the struggles that we face. And we need to continue to think about the need for inclusivity and understanding with all societal and activism spaces, because it's a very significant reminder that the fight for transgender rights is interconnected with other social justice struggles, such as racial equality. So we need to make sure that we continue to fight towards a more inclusive society moving forward. And the last thing that I want to have here as a really good takeaway is that Frances' mark on history serves as a reminder that every individual can make a difference. No matter how crazy or impossible the challenge may seem, we need to continue to make sure that we have these important and inspiring messages for all transgender individuals who may feel overwhelmed by the obstacles that they do face. Because of that, we can all leave a lasting impact on this world. And this is what I feel from what I've read, are very important lessons from Frances Thompson's life that can offer us guidance and hope to others who identify as trans, reminding them and us, I say them, us, of the strength and resilience that resides within each individual. So with that, as we looked into the intricate details of Frances Thompson's life, we are reminded of the continuous fight for transgender rights, because her story brings to the forefront the intersectionality of struggles experienced by trans individuals, and as I mentioned, those of color, and underscores the urgent need for societal understanding, acceptance, and inclusivity. And Francis Thompson's life serves as a undying testament to the enduring spirit of the transgender community. And through her life's experiences, we catch a glimpse of the immense strength and resilience required to live authentically in a world that often refuses to understand, let alone accept. So as we draw a close to this episode, as we draw this episode to a close, I hope that the fight for Francis Thompson's life inspires you as much as it has profoundly moved myself. Because her life, even with the harrowing challenges and inspiring triumphs, paints a vivid picture of untold stories of history that continues to resonate even today. So with that, thank you all so much for listening to today's episode of Francis Thompson's Life. I hope that the exploration of this in a very small episode time frame, which I always do anyway, just as a heads up for the newbies here, my episodes are normally longer than about 20 minutes. I try to keep it very short, sweet, simple, because I want you all to just get a very overall high-level view of each piece of history that I provide and give you all a little bit of some time to check it out yourself that you can learn more about it. But with this, I love this society journey of hearing about untold and often overlooked chapters and narratives of history, especially transgender history. So with that, I want to thank you all so much for listening to today's episode today. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you did, please go ahead and subscribe to the Trans Lesson Plan podcast. As I mentioned, we drop episodes every Sunday around noonish time frame, depending on, like I said, where you are. If you have not already, please go ahead and follow us on Instagram, Twitter. Like I said, don't forget to turn on notifications as well, because I also like to post there too. And don't forget to subscribe, like I said, to our new newsletter and mailing list, because if I don't put everything on Instagram, you're definitely going to find it there as well. You can follow me, the host, Mari, at Mari World. That's MARIISWRLD. And don't forget to tell a friend, ally, mother, parent, father, friend, cousin. I said friend twice. But don't forget to tell them, if they are interested in learning more about transgender history, to take a listen to this podcast. It's great. So until then, I will see you all next week on the Trans Lesson Plan podcast. As I always do, I will have another exciting episode for you all during that time. And like I said, if you subscribe to the newsletter, you'll be the first to know about it before anyone else does. So with that, thank you all so much. I hope you all have a great weekend, and I'll see you all next week. Bye.